Spirit Airlines grounds operations after failed rescue talks. Spirit Airlines final flight, NK-1833 from Detroit Metropolitan Wayne County Airport to Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, touched down at 09 a.m. Central Daylight Time after almost 3 hours in the air. The airline's future was uncertain when the flight departed, with rumors suggesting it could cease operations as early as Saturday. Despite presenting a viable restructuring plan to investors in March, Spirit Airlines has now confirmed it will shut down all flights effective immediately due to recent material increases in oil prices and other factors. The carrier had been struggling to stay afloat amid soaring jet fuel costs and the grounding of its fleet due to Pratt & Whitney engine inspections. This has left Spirit with no choice but to wind down operations. Spirit Airlines' collapse has been a long time coming, despite once ranking as one of the country's most profitable carriers. A series of mounting issues has made its demise almost inevitable. The Department of Justice's block of a proposed $3.8 billion merger with JetBlue in 2024 was a critical turning point for Spirit. The airline then turned to a possible merger with Frontier Airlines last year, but this failed to gain traction. Spirit had just 10 planes left in the air by 12:24 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturday, eventually whittling down to just 3 flights before the final arrival of NK-1833. The sudden and sustained rise in fuel prices has ultimately left airlines with no alternative but to pursue an orderly wind down. This is a significant blow to the airline industry, which was already facing challenges from rising costs and changing consumer behavior. As Spirit Airlines winds down operations, it marks the end of an era for the ultra-low-cost carrier, which played a pioneering role in making travel more accessible over the past 3 decades.